This is the BBC Light Program.
Yarul, who shot me?
Meanwhile, just seeing if you were alert.
My senses are very alert.
Never mind, little steaming nut announcer. Open up that parcel of mangoes and read the contents.
Right. The title of the mango I'm holding is The Great Bank Robbery. Next dance, please. The Great Bank Robbery, Part 1. An Idiot in an Attic.
Three. Pulse. Hap. Two, three. Pulse. Hap. Two, three. Hap. Curse. How dare someone get me out of bed at this time of night? Yes?
May we get out of our beds and come in?
Who are you?
Moriarty, show him the photograph of who I am.
Certainment. Voila.
Gad, it's you. Entras.
Thank you. Have a bugle.
Lovely. So fragrant.
Yes, and only 10 and 6 a packet.
Now, who's your friend?
This is, and I quote from... Yeah, I will. I quote from this Pleistocene monument of Gilbert Harding. This is Count Jim Fies, Moriarty. International chauffeur extraordinary and general handyman.
What can I do for you?
We heard you playing Melody.
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 Oh, that melody. You like it, eh? Well, I'm practicing to enter the world's long-distance bass drum race from John O'Groats to Land's End.
And just the right weather for it, too, by Jove.
Alas, unfortunately, I have not the wherewithal to buy a really fast racing drum.
Oh. Neddy, have a trombone.
My... They're lower than bugles.
And they suit you, yes. Tell me, Neddy, how much wherewithal do you need for this racing drum?
£8.10 wherewithal.
Neddy, with your help, I think we can raise the necessary wherewithals.
What?
Look, please don't do that full face to mine. Now, Neddy, we are going to play a little naughty game. Now, this is what we do. First, we sew you into this mattress, like so. That's it.
According to the markings on this albino turnip and the seating arrangements on this banana, Neddy was about to become an innocent participant in a fiendish-type robbery.
I'm innocent, I tell you. Innocent.
Now,
I wasn't there. I was with Jim. You know Jim? Big Jim.
Now, if you'll just...
Jim. Big Jim's brother.
Now, if you'll just... Oh, will you shut up?
I'm innocent.
Now, if you'll just...
I'm innocent.
Will you shut up?
He's innocent, he said.
Now, if you'll just listen by this...
Innocent!
I'll get it in if it kills me. Now, if you just listen by this window, you'll hear part two.
Quiet, please, gentlemen, quiet. Gentlemen, as I was saying, I decided to start this bank. So I got a financier to put up the money and a builder to put up the building.
What?
Speak up.
Listen, what did you put up?
I put up a sign saying Henry Cran Banker. License to sell the monies.
No offense, Ned Martin, Mr. Cran, but look here. Why did he call it Cran's Bank?
After my dear daddy, Lance Corporal Hoggins.
But you haven't called a bank, what?
Of course I haven't. You can't call a bank Lance Corporal Hoggins, you know. This is not a military bank, you know. It's not...
just a minute, Jim.
What?
If we put our way with all the money... in this bank, if we put this money in the bank... How do we know it'll be safe, Jim?
Aye, that's right. Aye, fair dues.
Aye, right. That man can't even afford teeth. People want money. As I was saying, if I put this money in the bank, how do I know it'll be safe? I've always kept my money in a mattress.
And I've always been satisfied with my wherewithal. The money in my mattress.
Oh, dear gentlemen, gentlemen.
Speak up, will you?
This ancient method of keeping monies in mattresses is stupid.
Well,
in my bank, the monies are placed in a... They're placed in a tea caddy, and then they're put in a mattress. Double strength security.
Wait a minute, Mr. Cronin. Is this your mattress burglar-proof?
He said, is it burglar-proof?
Burglar-proof. Sir, it is hand-sewn by a locksmith.
What type of locksmith?
Joseph.
A Latvian locksmith. And only one other person knows the combination.
Who's that?
The swine who stole all the money last night.
Gentlemen,
stop these naughty withdrawals. There's no need to worry. It was only a fake test robbery done by the insurance agent to test out security guards.
And was he satisfied?
I don't know. The guard shot him, my dear. Thank you for your support. I shall always wear it. And now, gentlemen, I declare the bank open.
Good morning, cashier.
We would like to open an account and pay in this mattress.
Certainly, sir. I'll just count it. One. Yes, it's all here, sir. I say, sir, there's a man in there.
Yes, he's a friend of ours. Yes. We're putting him up for the night, aren't we?
Oh, very light
sleeping.
Yes, I see. In that case, I'll have it put in your own vault. And then if anything happens, it's your own vault. Hey!
Thank you. And now to the next customer in the red, Max Gildray.
The new sound.
Now, according to this parcel of fruit from Australia marked fragile and the damaged contents therein, we present the Great Bank Robbery, Part 3.
Yes, I'll take over from here, Wallace. Oh. With midnight chiming in all directions, and Neddy safely inside Crun's bullion vaults, the plan for the daring bank robbery was put into operation. So over now to a secret blacked-out airship drome at Potter's Bar.
Right, all that. Settle down, Heidelberger. Settle down.
Settle down, he says? Me who's been married 10 times? And all on the national health?
Quiet, mind her. Now, where's that Japanese chap pilot, Yakamoto?
I am here, Mr. Blass. Was just combing my teeth. I could not find a brush.
Right, all lads, belt up now, then. This is Gritpipe's plan here. At 3 seconds to 1, or thereabouts, we take off in Count Heidelberger's Zeppelin in the direction of up.
Oh,
boy.
At 1:30, we hover over Crumb's bank and lower 4 sky hoops.
Whoopee.
A gentleman already secreted it. I say, can we have a bit of music? This part's a bit boring here.
I play saxophone.
Thank you, right. Well, as I was saying, a gentleman already secreted in the mattress will affix the hoops to the side of the bank and we winch the all lot up. Now, pay off the flute player and off we go. Is that clear to you?
No.
Why not?
There's a heavy mist.
Let me look. 4 pounds, 10 ounces. By the centre, it's heavy.
Not only by the centre, but at both ends, too. Now, get in the Zeppelin mit Olska Brungen, Volkische Bierbergholz.
Are you a German, Heidelberger?
Nein! No self-respecting German would have a phony accent like this.
Please, second phony accent, we'd like to speak. Fiendish black hand-painted Zeppelin stuffed with horsehair. Ready for takeoff in the general direction of up.
Wait a moment. It looks like a 720 train to Bradford, does that?
Exactly. That, my friend, is a Zeppelin in disguise.
Yeah. Oh, well, righto, in you get. Contact! Cast off! Put the dinner on!
Yes,
listeners with keen ears and socks to match will recognize that even the sound of the Zeppelin has been disguised as a 720 train to Bradford. Quelle merveilleuse ingenuité.
I'm innocent, I tell you. Absolutely innocent. I was with Filthy Fred.
Meanwhile...
You know Filthy Fred?
Will you shut up? Meanwhile...
Meanwhile...
According to this... Meanwhile, according to this fine head of cabbage, now under treatment at an LCC, Kiropidis...
Message for you. The young man over there said that he's innocent. Thank you.
Champions of Liberty!
I've never heard of Millicent. Anyhow, we find that back at the bank, the vaults are being patrolled by a stalwart security guard with a loaded bullet.
Switches on torch. Switch! As done by switch. Beam of light falls on eerie scene. Oh. There's someone struggling in a mattress. I will make a simple test and find out what is in it. shut him in his mattress.
You fool, I'm only playing a game. Hmm? Now, take this knife and cut me out.
Okay, then. Rip. Rip.
What? Thank you.
What was you doing inside the mattress, Captain?
It was short of stuffing.
Ah. You're well stuffed, aren't you, Captain?
Yes. It was a Christmas present from my auntie.
What are you stuffed with, then?
With horsehair.
Antidote, then.
Yes.
Captain, do horses wear widges on their ears?
Widges? No such thing.
Then what is an earwidge, Captain?
Well, he's a captain of earwidges.
Hi.
That didn't give much of a laugh, did it? There'll be better second house. Now, the Great Bank Robbery, Part 4. Listen, Gabloon in there. They're playing a record of a horsehair-stuffed zeppelin right above us. This is the game Gritpat told me about. Little lad, see what's up there?
Oh, a zeppelin, Captain.
A good try, lad. Wait, who's this being lowered from the zeppelin by his feet?
Oh, hello, fellows. Thank you. Hey, what are you doing upside down?
The newcomer was a blackened wreck bearing signs of a recent devastating explosion.
Yeah, some naughty man gave me a cigar stuffed with horsehair.
How did that explode?
I put it out in a barrel of gunpowder.
What were you doing in a barrel of gunpowder?
I was practicing exploding myself a Guy Fawkes knife.
What a beautiful melody. How does it go again? Ah, they don't write tunes like that these days.
And I'm
well,
Aunt, glad.
If you'll just help me stick these hooks in the four corners of the bank, then we can all go home.
Yeah, everybody wants to go home.
Now, what's up? That's it. Right. Now, I'm off to get the money from Gritpipe.
Eccles, are you all set, Dunzer?
Yeah, all the way up there.
Dear listeners, from the drunkard's lounge of the Temperance Hotel opposite, I watched Krunn's bank hoisted into the belly of the zeppelin, the noise of the operation being covered by a recording of a piece of cardboard highly amplified by Ray Ellington.
A new cardboard sound for...
On your marks, get set, now ready, go, everybody razzle. Everybody razzle dazzle if it's all night long. Now here's a dance everyone can do. It's the Hep Cat dance and the Square Cats too. Won't you take a chance? Here's all you do. First you take your baby, don't you leave that spot. Then you dance like crazy, give it all you've got. That's the razzle dazzle. If you're ready or not, on your marks, get set, now ready, go! Everybody razzle dazzle, everybody razzle dazzle, everybody razzle dazzle, if it's all night long. One, two, and three. Put your left foot forward. Baby, can't you see? That's the razzle dazzle. You can take it from me. On your marks, get set. Now ready, go! Everybody razzle dazzle. Everybody razzle dazzle. Everybody razzle dazzle. If it's all night long. Everybody razzle dazzle. Razzle, razzle, razzle all night long. Yeah.
was Ray Ellington. I say he's done well for himself. Now, according to this tray of ready-stoned walnuts, the news of the Zeppelin bank robbery flashed round the world and finally came to the notice of all people, the British police.
What? Yes. Oh, gentlemen, a mystery has been committed. Prepare the police airship for immediate pursuit.
Right, sir.
Issue the following description.
Right, sir.
Wanted.
Wanted.
One large horsehair poultice, stuffed Zeppelin, disguised as a 720 train to Bradford with Crun's bank attached. Last seen going in the direction of up near Blackpool.
Right, sir.
Pardon me, sir.
What?
The police airship has been... Just a minute, sir. The police airship has been stuffed with fresh horsehair and is waiting directly overhead.
Yes. Here, have a Benzedrine.
Thank you, sir. I say, how long do the...
Right. Lower sky hooks and haul up the police station.
Great steaming Napoleon's grease pipe. Look to this mutton chop whisker telescope.
Gad, it's a police airship going in the direction of up near Blackpool.
Now, quick, I'll get Von Heidelberger on the Morse code. I'll just strap myself in. Heidelberger, what course are you on?
Prunes and custard.
You fool! Listen. You must throw yourself overboard at once. A police airship is chasing you, and they've already reached the speed of hot pie and peas.
Gefürchtet Schnorkeler hört sich halten der Beschilden. Unser standing woman seid wir out. Yakamoto, serve cheese and biscuits, then full speed ahead.
Right. Make for John O'Groats. He's a friend of mine.
Well done, Mariotti.
Charlie.
Oh. Ah, Neddy. Have a piano.
Ta! Well, I finished the game at the bank. Now, where's the £8.10?
Surprise, Neddy, surprise. We've spent the money on a new racing drum.
Yes. It will be waiting for you at the starting line of the drum race at John O'Groats.
Splendid! Gad, with this drum, I'll be the first past the post that lands in. Goodbye!
Goodbye, Charlie.
Little Charlie, oh.
Naughty little Charlie.
No.
And Moriarty. Oh. Guess what Neddy will be carrying inside his new racing drum.
Oh. £50,000 from Crun's bank in crisp notes.
Money to burn. Go and get the sardine tins and oil yourself, Murray.
Right.
And while Bloodnock's police Zeppelin is heading north to find it, the money will be coming safely south inside an innocent-looking racing bass drum. And with that boring expose of the plot, over to the BBC.
Thank you. Part 5. The last day of the Tour de Britain bass drum race. Hop!
Well, hello, folks. Here we are at Cobb's Corner, a bare half mile from the finishing post of the Tour de Britain five-day bass drum race. And here comes Stirling Moss, beating a 1926 all-wood British racing drum, followed closely by Sheila Van Dam, beating her highly tuned father, and... What's this now? Yes! Yes! My My goodness me, they're really coming along here. It's a wonderful day. You can see them all beating their drums as they come. Yes, that was the Italian ace, Giuseppe Fred Saponi, thundering into the straight at the sticks of a very fast sports run. So over now to the finishing line.
Oh, yeah?
I wonder where Neddy is.
I wonder where Neddy is, Blue Bottle.
Yeah. Oh, the other runners have finished.
Oh. And he stands a good chance of coming in last.
Yes.
He stands a good chance of coming in last.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh!
Here he comes.
At last, Man's End. To go further would be silly. I made it. Silly, get it? Silly Isles, get it? Silly Isles. I'm guilty.
Dr. Fagoon, welcome to Land's End, my dear.
Thank you.
Now the traditional privilege of the last morning. We give you this check for £8.10, and then we burned your old drum on the bonfire.
Will this be a happy ending?
Well,
ask him, Missus.
Hello, Neddy. Hello. I'm so sorry we're late. Now, where's the bass drum, Neddy?
Yes. Where's the bass drum?
Where is it?
Well, that's it up there on top of the fire.
Ow! Oh, the money's
in the fire! Stop the water fire! Fire!
Here is an announcement. Early this morning, two men were admitted to Brook Street Hospital with scorched fingers. A Foreign Office spokesman said the men were trying to retrieve a bass drum from a bonfire. Who said the British aren't musical? Good night, Charlies, everywhere.
I'm innocent.
That was the goon. Arranging quartet, Max Gildrey, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stock. Script by Spike Milligan and Larry Stevens. Announcer Wally Screenslade. The program produced by Pat Dixon.
I'm melody, racing through my bloodstream, I feel it all.